أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يمسسك بخير فهو على كل شيء قدير وهو القاهر فوق عباده وهو الحكيم الخبير صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat, in the verses yesterday, we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make it very clear that he will follow no one else but Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. The compromises that they intended making with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be unsuccessful. Here in ayah number 17 and 18 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reality of this life. That this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us into this world, there are going to be challenges, there are going to be difficulties, and all of this comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a ship, a vessel on the ocean, and then Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna fi dhalika la ayatil li kulli sabbarin shakur." That when you watch this vessel and you look at it with the eye of introspection, then we will realize that there are sometimes calm waters on the sea and there are storms. And Allah Ta'ala says that these are many signs for those who are excessively persevering, have excessive and abundant sabr, and those who are excessively appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that Allah ta'ala says, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts with some difficulty, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ, then there is none that can remove it but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So that is all from Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours upon you good, فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. We find in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reinforced this concept that all conditions come only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of a dua, a famous dua. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tait, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jad minka al jad. A very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something that we should learn and we try to reinforce all the time. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tait. O Allah, there is no one that can prevent what you give. وَلَا مُعْتِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتِ, and there is no one that can give you what you have prevented. What Allah Ta'ala stops, there is no one that can give. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدْ مِنْكَ الْجَدْ. There's two meanings to this. A person of affluence or a person of influence cannot avail himself against you. All the affluence in the world, all the influence in the world cannot change what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. Then we find in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very famous hadith, a long hadith, we'll just go through the gist of it, that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a conveyance, his cousin Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a young person, was behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this conveyance, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him some advice. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Part of the advice that when you ask, ask only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِمْ بِاللَّهِ. And when you seek assistance only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the gist of the balance of it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the whole world comes together and they try to benefit you in something that Allah ta'ala does not wish benefit, they will not be able to benefit you. And if they try to harm you in that which Allah ta'ala does not wish harm, they will not be able to harm you, because by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pen, that has written the taqdeer has been lifted. The page, the scroll on which the taqdeer has been written has dried. It cannot be changed. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, that وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ. That if Allah ta'ala had desired, if Allah ta'ala afflicts upon a person dur, difficulty, harm, then there is no one that can remove it. And if Allah ta'ala has decided and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours upon a person khair, good, then Allah ta'ala has power over all things. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over His servants. That is Allah Rabbul Izzat. He has full dominance and domination over each and every servant of His. Each and every person's life is in the hands and in the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. However, Allah ta'ala is al-hakim. Allah ta'ala is all-wise. Whatever Allah ta'ala does, the work of Allah Rabbul Izzat is by the hikmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-khabir, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most knowledgeable. Allah ta'ala is all aware. Allah ta'ala knows our circumstances. He knows that He puts us through these circumstances and challenges. Allah ta'ala will take us out. The more important thing for us is not to see why Allah has done that and how Allah ta'ala has done that. For us, we should look at turning towards Allah, beseeching from Allah Rabbul Izzat, making tawbah and istighfar, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove us from whatever conditions we are in. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.